Ed Murray was sworn in last week as Seattle mayor. Already he made good on his campaign promise to speed up reform in Seattle Police Department. Last Wednesday, Mayor Murray replaced interim police chief Jim Pugel with Murray's own interim leader. Ed Murray came to our studios earlier today, and I asked him why he chose to remove Pugel from his job.
Chief Pugel was interested in applying. And I believe that the interim chief of police needs to be someone who's not going to apply for the Seattle position or any position. We have significant reforms we need to make as a result of the court-mandated agreement. And those are going to be difficult reforms. And I didn't want the hiring process of a new chief and moving forward with the reform to end up on a collision course with each other.
Why Harry Bailey specifically?
Well, you know, as I examined this during the interim and I talked to experts nationally and locally on police, his name rose to the top. I actually did not know Harry Bailey until after the election and spent some time chatting with him.
You mentioned that the reform process, as mandated by the Department of Justice, continues. What specifically will be Acting Chief Bailey's role in this in the time that he's in office?
Well, as the chief, he will lead the effort, and he's already decided to create a single bureau of accountability and reform and compliance, and I think that's an important move. He needs to look at personnel decisions, technology, training in regards to use of force. That's just a few of the things that we're going to move forward on, because these things can go on for years, and we want local control of our police force back, and we want it back as soon as we can reform the department.
One thing that former Chief Pugel mentioned to me last month when I spoke to him was that the city is expecting the recommendations on how to cope with the biased policing activity that had been in our past were anticipated any day. Do you know when they'll be forthcoming?
I don't know when they're forthcoming, but we are in discussions with the U.S. Attorney's Office about how we comply with that aspect of this reform.
Getting back to the search for a permanent chief, you created two hiring committees led by the same two people.
Right.
What specifically do you want from these committees?
So what's happened in the past is basically we've had 35 or more people interviewing candidates to be chief of police. That's just not a really great process for anybody applying for any job. So we asked 30 people to go out to the community and ask the community, what are you looking for in a chief of police? And then we're asking 12 individuals to actually interview the applicants based on that information.
You have said in the past that one of the biggest problems in Seattle is trust between neighborhoods, community groups, and the police department. How can one person be the nexus for that to change?
That person can't. That person can lead an effort that reforms our department, trains our officers, make sure they get the training they need, develop more community-based policing techniques that build that trust.
Community policing is something that we have focused on in other times in the city of Seattle. You mentioned that term. Specifically, what is that?
Well, you know, it's a term that means different things to different people. And I think it's a term that a lot of police officers maybe resist because it's had a lot of loaded connotations. To me, what it means is building relationships with the people the department serves and helping resolve the problems with that community. And if you're going to build a relationship, you have to build trust on both sides. And there are different ways to approach that. In the months ahead, we're going to roll out some of those techniques.
I'm talking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. It's my first official interview with you as mayor as opposed to candidate Murray. Another thing that you did early on, actually, before you even officially were sworn in, you issued an executive order that would raise the minimum wage for city workers to $15 an hour, and you appointed a task force to look at increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour for all workers in Seattle. As opposed to the committees that will work on mayor hiring, what will the task forces do?
So the task force, which I did create before I was mayor, the executive order I issued the second day I was legally mayor.
Okay.
Task force is focused on what do we do about the fact that we've become not just in this city, but in this country, a more divided place economically. Fewer people make a lot of money, and a lot of people are not making any money. And this city, because of its success, it's pricing a lot of people out of the city. So how do we make this more affordable? And one of the things the thing this task force will look at is the issue of the minimum wage and how we can reach an agreement between labor, business, and nonprofits. But this by itself will not answer the question. We also are going to have to address issues of housing, education, and other issues as we move forward to make Seattle affordable.
The minimum wage is an issue at the state level and the national level as well as Seattle, although I believe $15 an hour is higher than that either of those other two levels we'll look at. Why this issue at this time?
Because we are still coming out of the Great Recession. People's wages have been stuck or have fallen. We want this to be a city that is diverse economically, so we have to address the issue of wages. And probably why at the city level? Because we're seeing more and more across the nation that while the federal government is somewhat dysfunctional, state governments are moving more in that direction. Cities are actually places to get things done and to actually lead the way. And certainly Seattle has a history of leading the way on numerous issues over the years. It was in the 1970s that Seattle passed gay and lesbian protections. It wasn't until 7 years ago that the state passed protections on civil rights.
I'm talking with Seattle Mayor Ed Murray. One of the members of this minimum wage task force is the new Seattle City Council member, Shama Sawant. Did you personally invite her?
Yes, we had a great conversation. I invited her, Council Member Bruce Harrell, and Council Member Nick Licata. So we have three council members on board.
She was a speaker yesterday at a large rally for minimum wage. Now, she has said all along that if the city doesn't move fast enough, she will lead an effort to send a referendum to the people. Where do you two disagree when it comes to the raise in minimum wage?
So I don't think we disagree. I mean, I think that we both I actually didn't know the council member until later in the campaign. So I think we agree on the goal. I'm just very concerned that labor and business not spend an incredible amount of money on a campaign in this city on a ballot measure. Labor needs to spend it on organizing workers, and business needs to spend it on creating jobs. And I think it would be unfortunate if we end up there. We might, but I'd like to give this process a chance to work.
Mid-April is your deadline.
4 months.
You mentioned, in addition to the salaries that people make, that things like housing are incredibly expensive in the city of Seattle, like other desirable places in the country, San Francisco among them. Tomorrow in Seattle, there's going to be a public hearing about a proposal that would change construction height limits in neighborhoods that have already taken a lot of density, in Capitol Hill, which is your neighborhood, is one of those neighborhoods. How do we balance the issue of funneling density, building bigger transit-oriented development, and retaining some sense of the character of Seattle neighborhoods?
Well, I think that, you know, we have a basic plan, the urban village concept, and it's identified areas that can take growth. We have to provide the infrastructure. You can have more density if you have more transit. The two work together. I don't want to turn the clock back. People want to live in this city. That's a good thing environmentally for the region. And I think you can preserve the character by concentrating growth as long as you preserve the services. And there's every indication that there's demand for that type of density.
Ed Murray is with me. He is the newly sworn in mayor of the city of Seattle. And one of the things that you're going to have to deal with is a stalled, boring tunnel project. Bertha still down there. Cost overruns seem more and more likely. Last week, some of your former colleagues in Olympia said Seattle's going to have to pay the cost overruns. Who should pay the cost overruns?
So first of all, I've put one person in charge of the Central Waterfront projects on the city's part. Let me take the seawall first, which is totally Seattle's responsibility. It is over budget, as we found out. Evidently, that's been known for a long time. So I'm in the process of identifying a different approach with different project management that we'll have something to say about in the next few weeks. I think the same thing needs to happen to the deep port tunnel. We need to work with the state on delivering a project and managing a project that's on budget. If there are cost overruns, it is a state highway. And I believe that every city in this state will look at the viaduct to see if there are overruns that the state makes the city pay. I believe that we jointly should try and find a solution to this. And we need to begin by project management before we run down the road and start pointing fingers at who's responsible for the costs.
There's a lot of finger pointing going on right now.
I'm not going to point fingers. I'm looking to make this project work.
Finally, I'm sure you heard over the weekend there was a football game in the rain and the wind.
I was there.
You were at CenturyLink Field. Well, the Seahawks did beat New Orleans Saints in one of the worst storms that we've seen this winter. You were sitting out in that?
I was, and I was on the phone with the superintendent of City Light, and they were trying to work very fast to get all the lights back on.
So people could watch TV.
Yeah.
You had a friendly bet with the mayor of New Orleans, didn't you?
I did, and I won.
What do you get?
Something called King's Cake, which I guess is a cake that has a little baby doll cooked into it, and whoever gets that slice gets luck for a year and seafood.
Oh.
And we're about to bet the mayor of San Francisco. We haven't decided what we're going to bet.
We still haven't found out what they're betting. That's Seattle's new mayor, Ed Murray. He's scheduled to join us next in the studio on February 11th. If you've got questions for the mayor, email us record@kuow.org.